When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance on this very busy Tuesday. We've got deadline day. We've got rainouts. We've got quarterback questions. We have the first four, and we've got a marital issue for which we must find an appropriate solution. All that and more. It's Tuesday. Let's go.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
One place to start with us here on ESPN Radio is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire, and the smartest thing I could do is to keep Dan Graziano, my NFL insider extraordinaire, in for some overtime after we wrap up Get Up this morning, as we are now inside of 6 hours to the NFL trade deadline. And you know, Graziano knows me well now, as we've been doing this show together on Get Up for several years. You know me. I'm rooting for deals. I am fighting for this stuff. And between you and particularly Shefty today, I feel like you are tamping down the expectation on anything to happen of consequence between now and 4 o'clock.
I gotta maintain, like, you know, my career. I can't be just making stuff up just for the sake of, you know, keeping you happy, much as I'd like to do that.
Yes.
But there have, as Adam pointed out, there have been five trades already. Like, everybody wants the Cowboys to do something. They made a trade last week. Like that, it doesn't all happen on the final day. I think there'll be a move or two, but I don't think it's going to be like a, you know, 10, 12 trade frenzy between now and 4 o'clock.
Fair enough. But there are some significant names out there, and there are teams. Here's the thing. The NFL is in an interesting place right now because, I guess, with the possible exception of Buffalo and Philadelphia, I don't think we think anyone is great, and there are very few teams that are terrible. Almost everyone is somewhere in the middle, so not as many teams are looking to just give pieces up. I mean, look at the Panthers. They traded out of their season, and if not for one incredible mistake by DJ Moore, they might be in first place right now.
Look, they traded Robbie Anderson because he was on the outs with the coaching staff.
They traded Christian McCaffrey.
And then McCaffrey was, I mean, they got four picks.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody's offering four picks today, then a lot of guys could get traded for that. So Carolina's looking ahead. They're going to need a quarterback. They're going to rebuild. That made too much sense to turn down. And they're still running the ball effectively, by the way, with him gone. So, I think if somebody was offering a couple first-round picks or a first and a second for Bradley Chubb, he probably would have been traded by now. But that's the thing. Like, the teams value these picks. You're right. Everybody's in this sort of middle zone. This is why Schefter was just saying, like, move the trade deadline back a couple weeks. Gives more teams time to figure out whether we should be buyers or sellers. So right now, the league likes it this way. Everybody still has a chance, but it also leaves you sort of paralyzed with regard to, I don't want to give up my picks, because what if I'm wrong about how good I am and I need them next offseason?
Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. It's easy to bundle your home and car insurance at progressive.com. So let's go through some of the names. You mentioned Bradley Chubb. He's an elite NFL pass rusher who someone is going to give a huge contract to at some point relatively soon. Should we expect to see him traded today?
I think there's a good chance, because there's enough teams with that need, and it's a position where teams will give up premium picks to get an edge rusher, a difference-making edge rusher. You saw Von Miller, who's a much older player, go last year for a second-round pick, right, to the Rams, and obviously made a huge difference. So, I think if you're a team that needs help at that position and you have some level of confidence, whether it's because you were granted permission to talk to him ahead of the trade or what, some level of confidence that you could sign him long-term, then it would make sense. So, I think there's enough teams out there looking for edge rush help. The Rams, the Titans. I mentioned the Bucs earlier. I don't know for a fact that they are, but they just lost Shaq Barrett, so they may be out there looking for that kind of help too. So, I think that there's a decent chance that he gets moved. Again, assuming you have a team out there that believes they can pay him.
Wide receiver, always an increasingly sexy position in the NFL right now. Jerry Jeudy is a name that's out there. He's young. He's very talented. That Denver offense is I don't even know exactly what to say about
it's
at this point.
Good.
Do you expect to see him get traded?
It sounds like they don't want to move him. It sounds like they want to keep that offense together around Russell Wilson, let it try and improve this year, and certainly in years to come, and Judy would be part of that. So, yeah, I don't think he's a player that they have it. There's a price for everything, right? You blow them away with an offer, maybe, but it doesn't sound like anybody's done that, and it doesn't sound like they're inclined to go that way.
Greeny and Graziano, another wide receiver, Brandon Cooks. Mm-hmm. Brandon Cooks is an interesting guy because
he gets traded all the time.
He's been on four different mm-hmm. teams. For a guy who's been productive everywhere he's gone, I've always been somewhat confused by the fact that he never stays anywhere, considering how well he tends to play everywhere.
Well, he always costs a first-round pick, right? He was drafted in the first round. Saints traded him to New England for a first-round pick. New England traded him to the Rams for a first-round pick. Finally, he gets traded to Houston. It's only a second-round pick.
Right.
So maybe his value's waning, as he gets into his late 20s. Look, he's a really good player, and he's available. It has to be the right deal for Houston. And the hang-up is this $18 million fully guaranteed salary he has next year, 2023. So if you're trading for him, you're committing to that. That makes you want to pay less in terms, like if I'm taking that salary away from you, Houston Texans, I don't want to give you quite as much in terms of draft pick compensation. So then you're into that sliding scale, right? How much does Houston pay of the salary to get a certain pick? You see teams pay for picks. The Chicago Bears are paying almost all of Roquan Smith's remaining salary this year just to get a second and a fifth round pick from Baltimore. So it does happen. We'll see if Houston is motivated to do it.
That's frustrating. It's got to be as the team is sort of making some strides. And I get it. They are doing in Chicago two things at the same time.
Yes.
They're trying to develop a young quarterback and get better while also understanding that next year is their year.
That's why I don't think you're seeing them sell off pieces on offense. And actually, they've amassed enough picks that they could get into this wide receiver trade market today and possibly add a piece to help, because Justin Fields, they want to build his confidence as the year goes along. So that's not out of the question that they would flip one of these new picks they got and maybe add a piece at receiver.
I have it here. They have their first round pick this coming season. They have two twos.
Mm-hmm.
They have a three. They have two fours. They have two fives.
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of salary cap space. So they got all that working for them as well. Greeny and Graziano here. And then there's the running back.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt, I found it interesting that he played last night. I thought to myself, if they're seriously planning on trading Kareem Hunt today, would you play him last night and run the risk that he gets hurt and blow that up? Should I assume that means he's not getting traded?
What it means is that as of last night game time, they didn't have something that they felt was close enough to justify that.
Right.
So, right, if you felt like you were close on a deal that you liked, you would have held him out. So, look, they know what they need to get. I think it's you got to give him at least a fourth round pick, because if he leaves as a free agent, they probably get that next year as a compensatory pick. So far it hasn't been off. You know, at the beginning, McCaffrey gets traded and the Jets trade for James Robinson. And I'm thinking, well, maybe running backs will move this year because teams aren't usually interested in paying for running backs, but it's slowed down. And, you know, the Rams have been trying to move Cam Akers with no luck. You talk about Kareem Hunt, who wants out. The Browns want a little bit more than teams are offering for him. So running back in general is pretty tough to move.
All right, Greeny Graziano with me here in our studio. We are presented, as always, by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to support veterans and small businesses with their annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, helping veterans move their lives forward since 2013. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Let's go to a quick thought on last night's game.
Yeah.
The Bengals get shellacked in Cleveland. And the first thing you said to me when I saw you this morning in our meeting was, yesterday was a great day all around for the Baltimore Ravens.
It was.
And I think the more I think about it, the more I agree.
They trade for Roquan Smith. That is a vital piece to their defense that should really up. You know, their big problem early this year was giving away leads in the fourth quarter. They got to lock some things down on defense, starting to play a little better. This will only help. And then the Bengals, who look like their biggest threat in the division, they look terrible on offense without Ja'Marr Chase, who's going to be out for a little while. They lose the game to Cleveland, who they just can't ever seem to beat. Even last year when they were really good, they lost to him twice. And now the Ravens are sitting alone in first place. They have a win against the Bengals already mm-hmm. in their pocket. And there's not one team left on Baltimore's schedule that currently has a winning record. Like, they are set up to go ahead and win this division. You can't count out the Bengals after what they showed last year, but some issues surfaced last night.
And then the last one I'll leave you with here is Green Bay, We have talked, you and I have probably talked more about them than any other team in the NFL over the course of the last few years because it's been so interesting. Like, the dynamic of it is fascinating. When you have Rodgers, when you have a player like him at the stage of his career that he's in, I sort of liken it to LeBron in another sport. Like, when you have LeBron James, and he's, I think LeBron is turning 38. Rodgers is 38, right? I think he is. So when you have a player who's still this good and of this magnitude at this stage of his life, in my opinion, you are by definition in win-now mode.
Yeah.
And the Packers are the opposite of a win-now franchise, which is fine.
Sure.
If that's their philosophy, who am I to fight with it? They've won a lot of games over the last 30 years. The problem is, what if you've decided you're just not good enough? Like, they seem to have miscalculated how good this defense was going to be, how well they would get these young receivers sort of up and going. Like, they just haven't been... I felt they would step back losing Devontae Adams, but I didn't think it would be anywhere near this bad.
Go all the way to being a bad team, which is what they look like right now.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. You want to make a move, right? If you could say to the Packers, this is the trade you can make that will make you a Super Bowl champion this year, they'd make the trade. But I don't think that trade is out there. They don't think that trade is out there. And frankly, if they are going to turn out to be a bad team, they're going to wish they had those picks come next spring. So that's the difficult situation that they find themselves in now. Unlike Tampa Bay, there's a team in the Packers division that has kind of pulled away from them in Minnesota, so they have to factor that in. So what are you playing for? So if it's like LeBron, maybe they need to trade for Russell Westbrook. Maybe that'll solve everybody's problems.
We've seen how well that's worked out. Yeah. The Lakers did finally get off the schneid, but I guess what I would then ask you is, what does this then mean for Rodgers? So they live through this season.
Yeah.
Let's say it doesn't go. Let's say they decide that they don't trade for anybody. Do they... Let's say, I was about to say they sneak into the playoffs. I don't even think they're going to sneak into the playoffs.
Know.
One way or another, they're non-competitive at the end. What would that mean for the future of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, this is an unpredictable person, and I don't think anybody close to this situation would dare try and predict what he's going to do. The way the contract is set up, I don't have it in front of me, but if memory serves, he's scheduled to make about $1 billion next year. So could lure him back, but he doesn't need money. I mean, so like, I think the Packers have built a contract that they think will entice him to stay, but I also think that, knowing him as well as they do, they realize that it's really a year-to-year proposition with him, and his decisions will rest on a number of different factors. So, yeah, I think that's if they have a bad year and he gets beat up and he doesn't feel like it's worth it anymore, then he could decide to go.
Is there a world in which Aaron Rodgers finishes his career on another team?
I don't think so, because that window was last year, right? That when he had the ability to go, he had set up... He had redone his contract, remember, to come back to training camp in 2021, and that gave him some control over the situation. Again, not having it in front of me, trying to remember it from March, it's possible he could force his way out, but it's also, I think that was set up for him to finish his career in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think so too, but things have changed.
Yeah.
They just haven't been what I think any of them, including him, thought they would be. So we'll see. And yes, he is, when you talk about the money, he is one of the very, very few athletes who will make a ton of money for the rest of his life, just being him. He can do anything he wants.
Oh,
he can make movies. That guy can do anything he wants to do. So while it's no one's walking away so easily from $50 million, he will make $50 million doing something else in his life. All right, Graziano, you're going to be busy all day long. We'll see if anything happens between now and 4 o'clock Eastern time. If it does, come running in here.
I will. You'll be the first place I go. Yeah,
we will leave the door open. You will come running in here in the event that that happens. All right, coming up next, I will answer the question that absolutely everyone has been asking me. And spoiler alert, the answer is absolutely not. You'll hear what the question is next. I'm Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Before I get to that answer, I wanted to just play this short soundbite from Tom Brady, because I think it's important that people hear a little bit of this. Brady has his podcast, the Let's Go podcast, and he talked a little bit about the Buccaneers season and where they are and all that. And that's just a bunch of, who cares? I mean, what's he going to say? We're terrible and we're never getting better. He said all the things you would expect Tom Brady to say when his team is 3-5. But it was the first time that he commented, you know, in any public way, when you can actually hear his voice, on the dissolution of his marriage, which was announced last Friday while we were on the air. And I talked at some length about my feelings about that. And of course, all of my worst imagination came true when, you know, we live in a world now where people just love to revel in the misery of others, as though the fact that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen and their children, because they are extremely rich, extremely famous, and extremely talented, as though they don't suffer from this the same way anybody else would. The dissolution of a marriage which involves children is a tragic event. It is a sad event. Of course, it happens all the time. I'm not suggesting that maybe it's in everyone's best interest. I don't know, and it's none of my business one way or the other. Either way, my worst fears were immediately, if you were listening to the show that day when I talked about it, my worst fears were immediately realized. If you make the enormous mistake of clicking on any of the mentions of it on any social media, you just see people taking some sort of perverse delight in the suffering of others, which I really don't understand. I don't know how we got to this point, but it's tough. Like, I'll post something every now and again, anything. It can literally be anything. And there are just people who just seem to take some pleasure in just writing something nasty, as though here's something. I don't know if it makes you feel better if you're a person who does it. And I know I'm speaking, I think, to a very small subset of people. Hope maybe no one listening to this conversation right now falls in that group. But there is now a category of people in our society that for some reason just feel a need. I don't know if it actually makes them feel better or not. Just feel a need to say something nasty, you know. It's funny because I grew up in a world where we would say something nice to somebody today. You'll still see that every now and again. Say something nice to somebody today. We now live in a world where people just seem to have an objective to say something nasty to someone today. And that's bad. The vibes of that are just bad, and it's not leading anywhere good, one way or the other. That was a very long preamble to my telling you that I thought it was worth hearing Tom Brady talking about this publicly for the first time. So this is what Brady said about it last night.
There's a lot of professionals in life that go through things that they deal with at work and they deal with at home. And obviously the good news is it's a very amicable situation. And I'm really focused on two things: taking care of my family and certainly my children. Secondly, doing the best job I can to win football games.
So I really liked the way he said that. And of course, he's prepared to say it, and he is a professional at answering questions. But the fact that he said, I'm focused on two things, and football is the second one, that's the right answer. That's the right thing to say. And you can
smirk at that or however you want to handle it. But maybe in the situation like this, we should just take a person at face value and recognize that he has things going on in his life now that are more important. And if you're his kids, you don't give a damn if he wins this game on Sunday when this just happened. So anyway, I'll leave it there. I didn't mean to get into a whole thing on this, but I talked about it Friday and it got a lot of people reacted to it pretty strongly what I said. So I just thought it was worth following up. Anyway, let's turn our attention back to the things that normally populate a show like this. There is one question I'm getting everywhere, and you can probably guess what it is. What question do you think more people are asking me right now than any other, maybe than every other question combined?
I'm guessing you're being asked if the Jets should bench Zach Wilson.
That's correct. If Zach Wilson is just not the guy, and the answer is absolutely, positively, unequivocally no. Definitely not. What we saw from him on Sunday was alarming. There's no question. I said to Jeff Saturday on TV today, not all interceptions are created equal. Those were terrible. The interception he threw at the end of the first half was inexcusable. The interception that he threw while trying to throw the ball out of bounds was bad. The one he threw on the next sequence was the worst. One of the worst plays I have seen a player make in the NFL in a really long time, based on the timing, based on the fact that it comes on the heels of having just made a mistake of that magnitude. So that was alarming. And one cannot help but be worried about whether or not he is going to get it. But the idea that you would give up on a person that has his obvious level of talent this quickly would be a colossal mistake. This is now on the Jets to coach him up. It's just that simple. You've got to get through to this kid that, and Danny said it pretty well yesterday, I thought, this is not the Mountain West. Like, you throw that ball up for grabs, you are throwing the hopes and dreams of every single person who works for the New York Jets organization up into the air. And when you put it in a place that it is so easy for the other team to wind up catching it, you're killing all these people, professionally speaking. And if he doesn't get that by the end of the year, here's what I will say. I do think the clock is ticking because the Jets are good. They're much better than I think anyone, certainly me, and maybe even they themselves, expected to be this quickly. So while I am nowhere near, I am nowhere near suggesting that they should bench the quarterback or make any kind of rash move involving him right now, I am suggesting that the end of this season is the end of that patience. So you need to be seeing they've got, what do they have, nine games left? You need to be seeing significant improvement. The record almost doesn't matter. That's a hard thing to say about a team that was 5-2. But the record is less important than seeing that kid look like he gets it, like he understands there are mistakes that as a professional you just cannot make. And when he says things like this, it really, this is what alarms me.
Right. Every time I get out of the pocket, it just gets frustrating and throw the ball away. And that's what
Stop. Don't say that ever again. You know what's really frustrating? Throwing the ball to the other team. That's way, way, way more frustrating. That's really bad. Throwing the ball away is not bad. It's not frustrating. That's not frustrating. You should not be frustrated by that. Someone needs to tell him that's not frustrating. If you're the quarterback of BYU, maybe that's frustrating. When you're an NFL quarterback, that's not frustrating. Throwing the ball to the other team is frustrating. And if he doesn't get that, If those 4 seconds that I just played from him don't sink in differently by the end of this season, then the answer to the question is going to change. But I'm going to live in a positive world that he is going to get it and things are going to get better because I think he has unimaginable talent. He has elite level talent, and I could see it getting better quickly.
Let me play devil's advocate for just 1 second. I would posit that the Jets are both too good and too talented to be held hostage by his development this season. Right now they're 5-3, and they're 5-3 despite having the 26th ranked quarterback play in the league. And it's not just that he played badly last week. He was the reason they lost the game, the sole reason they lost the game. All three of those interceptions came in minus territory on his half of the field. Thus, the Patriots in that game had the largest field position edge of any team in any game this season. So it's one thing not to play well. It's another thing to give a game away that way. And when you're 5-2 with legitimate playoff aspirations and you're going to tell 50-some-odd players that we're sticking with this kid because he's our long-term answer, that's going to be a tough putt for a lot of veterans in that locker room.
Yeah, you're right, but you're also completely wrong. And I will tell you why you're completely wrong. Because, A, it's easy to say sit that guy down. It's not as easy to say now who's playing. Mm. You're going to put Joe Flacco back in there or you're going to put Mike White out there? You don't have a better option. B, most of the great quarterbacks have had terrible days. Peyton Manning set the rookie record for most interceptions thrown. Now, again, he was on a team that was 3-13. I totally get it. It's much easier to go through these growing pains the way Justin Fields is doing in Chicago, where the expectations are zero, where anything you accomplish is met with great joyous celebration. Oh, look, he looks like the light is gone. Look, we lost a game this week, but we competed. I get it. It is very hard to do these two things at once, win games and develop a quarterback. But they have to try and do both because in the long run, the second one is more important than the first one. It just is.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Go ahead.
Is Zach Wilson 1% better today than he was, say, 12 months ago or 6 months ago? Because a lot of these mistakes he's making seem to be repeat errors.
That part of it is not better. No, you're right. I mean, look, I'm not fighting back. Yeah. I'm fighting back, but it's alarming. That's the word I keep using. It is alarming. There's no question it is alarming. But it is too soon to give up on it. You've had one terrible day like that against, parenthetically, a coach who has done that to young quarterbacks forever. So, and this week you almost want to throw out. Like, they're playing Buffalo. No one's beating that team. So, like, let's just see. No mistakes. Get this thing moving back in the right direction. It's too soon, I think, to be giving up on anything. All right, Greeny with you. You know, ZipRecruiter makes it easy to hire for even the most specific role, like a mascot in Missouri. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers find a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, it's something I just want you to know.
I need you to listen carefully.
I just want you to know.
And we have not yet welcomed #Nuno into the conversation this morning. Hello, Nuno. What's going on?
Nothing much, Greeny. Nothing much.
Yeah, not much is ever going on with Nuno. So, Nuno, I just need to tell you what happened in my house last night. Because I just need to vent. Vent is the wrong word. Sometimes, you know, something will happen. You just need to say it out loud so that you can move on. And I need the support, sympathy, and understanding of the people around me. Brandon, I think, will appreciate this. He is a long man. How long have you been married, Brandon? 18 years, so he's going to get this. Hembo is a very newly married man. I don't know if you're going to get this or not. Nuno, you're a bachelor. You're going to be stunned by what I'm about to tell you. So last night, we're sitting in the house, Stace and I, and we're deciding where we're going to order food from. And there's a new place that has opened near us that we both like, and she always calls and orders the food, and then we go pick it up. So last night, she was doing something else, and so I said, I'll call. Give me the number. She gives me the number. The number she gives me ends in 5250. Those are the last 4 digits. She says, something, 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 5250. So I call, and the phone is answered by a person who I think very obviously is not working in a restaurant. There's just, you know, you get that feeling immediately a person should answer the phone and say the name of the restaurant, like, hey, Greeny's Deli, or whatever it is. No, it's something entirely different and very hard to hear. And I wound up having about a 2-minute conversation with this person in order to confirm that this is not the restaurant that I think I'm calling. And indeed, it is not. So I hang up and I say to Stace, wait a minute. I just called this number and I read it back to her, 5250. She says, no, it's 5255. I said, well, you said 5250. And she said, oh, but I meant 5255. That's what she meant. And she then just goes back to what she was doing as though that's a perfectly acceptable thing. That's a perfectly acceptable reason to give me the wrong phone number. And I should just say, oh, okay, my fault, and then go back. I should have known she meant an entirely different digit at the end of this phone number. She literally said it like it was my fault and then just went back to what she was doing. And like an idiot, I then just called the right number, ordered the food, and went and got it. And it never came up again. We did not discuss this again the rest of the night. And so I came in this morning and I said, I need to get this off my chest. I need to say aloud amongst people who will understand the way I feel that this happened yesterday. You cannot tell me the phone number is 5250, then tell me that's what I meant when it turns out to be something else. Like, that, I don't know what the etiquette is on this, but it can't be that. And so when you're married 25 years, what I'm trying to say is that's the kind of thing that happens. She actually, when this comes up again, and it will, now that I've said it on the air, people will tweet this at her. She will say, well, I don't understand the problem. Clearly, I meant the other thing. Like, it will not register that this was not somehow my mistake in not knowing what she meant the phone number was. Brandon, do you understand what I'm talking about? You get what I'm saying here? 100%. I think everyone does. Hembo, could this happen in your house? You've been married, what, 3 years?
3 years.
This happen in your house?
Something like it happened a couple months ago when my wife told me for our anniversary that I did not need to buy her a gift, which you interpreted as, I need to buy her a gift.
Of course.
But that's a little bit softer than just misspeaking a digit.
I guess that's my point, is that that was one thing. That's an entirely different thing. That's where she was purposely telling you something and didn't mean it.
Right.
In this case, she gave me the wrong phone number and then suggested I should have realized that it was wrong, and that's what she meant. All right, anyway, thank you for letting me say that, because I just needed to say it out loud.
Greeny, the podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We have just this breaking news coming in here. The Colts have fired their offensive coordinator, Marcus Brady. Frank Reich saying this was an incredibly hard decision, but one I felt needed to be made in the best interest of the team. They have scored 17 or fewer points 5 times in their last 8 games. They've scored 1 touchdown or less in a game on 4 occasions this year, half of their games. Sam Ellinger has replaced Matt Ryan as their quarterback. The Colts are 3-4-1 in a division where Tennessee once again seems to be running away. So I don't think that's a huge surprise. I mean, not that I knew that this was coming, but the fact that there would be some significant change there, it has been a very disappointing season for the Colts.
Yeah, they've still not recovered from Andrew Luck's decision to retire. Right now they rank 30th in the NFL in scoring offense. They're on their 50th quarterback since Andrew Luck retired, and when you're underachieving to this degree, unfortunately, someone just has to pay for it. I think, unfortunately, by the end of the season, it's going to be Frank Reich as well, unless they get it turned around.
You know what's interesting? To sort of make this a bigger picture topic. So they get completely blindsided by the Andrew Luck retirement, which parenthetically was their own fault. They allowed him to just get beat to shreds for years. They literally allowed him to get the football beat out of him, which is why he retired at such an incredibly young age. But anyway, that happens, and rather than, because they felt they had a championship-caliber team and have continued to feel that way every year since, they just keep bringing in these aging veterans rather than just being willing to start over again. And so every time you say to yourself, boy, my team is pretty close. If we could just go out and get ourselves a veteran quarterback, think about how Phillip Rivers worked out there. And think about Carson Wentz. Maybe that's a slightly different scenario with him, but it is what it is. He's a veteran quarterback that they brought in and thought, well, we can turn him. Matt Ryan. It keeps not working. You can't put a Band-Aid on a problem that big. And maybe that is a lesson to fans of every NFL team when you start thinking about, well, should we go out and get ourselves a veteran quarterback here? Maybe not so fast.
It's the one position in sports. The one position in sports that you can't piecemeal. I was one of the people that thought, oh, this team has an inside track on the one seed. Matt Ryan goes to this awesome rock. No, just not how it works. The day that Andrew Luck retired, they should have put a plan in place to replace him, and their failure to do that has probably ultimately sort of closed their window really quickly.
All right, Greeny, a reminder, you can watch us live in the ESPN app. Just open the app, hit watch on the bottom tab. You'll be able to see the show live. You'll be able to see hashtag Hembo, hashtag Nuno. Usually hashtag Bubba. He's not with us today, but he will be back shortly. And we all have all this fun. Nuno, I want you to know, by the way, just how obnoxious Hembo is. So, again, Hembo and I work in New York City. Bubba and Nuno work in Bristol, Connecticut. So while Nuno is the producer of the show and puts most of the things in place, Hembo and I get together in the morning and we figure out a few last-minute details every single day. So I go into the office. And Nuno, and you need to hear this. So yesterday, Nuno, Bubba, and I went in on lottery tickets for the Powerball, right? We just figured, let's go, $10 each. We all threw it in. We're going to win $1 billion. Hembo chose not to do it because he didn't like the odds because he's a nerd.
This is why people shake nerds.
And so he didn't do it. And we all said nothing in the world could be better than if we all win $1 billion here and Hembo misses out. So having not heard anything from Bubba, Nuno, I assume we did not win $1 billion.
That is correct. But here's the best part. We have a chance now on Wednesday to win $1.2 billion.
So we're going to go in on it again. We're going to double down. We're going to keep doing this. So I said to Hembo, don't you regret that? And what words did you speak back to me?
No, I don't regret that because I'm now $10 richer than all of you.
He actually said that. He looks right at me and goes, so you're saying I now have $10 more than you guys have as a result of this? Which is just the most annoying answer, right? I mean, could anything be more annoying? I'm in, by the way. I'm in on going back Wednesday. So you're saying no one won this Powerball? So I am in, and once again, I want so badly to win $1 billion just so Hembo doesn't.
Yeah, Hembo's just a bad guy, right? Like,
he's a bad guy.
It's, you know, like, I can't wait for us to win and then just inundate your daughters, Michelle and the other one, with Yankee and Nick giant propaganda clothes, you know, that type of stuff, just so you have to be reminded that you could have had some of this.
No,
but
it's worse. We can make it way worse than that. I can't wait to inundate your daughters with the knowledge that they could have been raised billionaires, but their father chose not to throw in $10 with the rest of the guys he works with, which is why their kids are all right now sailing around on a yacht, and Michelle and you know, the other one are not. I want to inundate them with that knowledge.
So on the obnoxious Venn diagram, what I've done is perfectly split the two things. A Philadelphia sports fan enjoying enormous prosperity.
Yeah.
And a brand new father that is incredibly sleep deprived. The combination thereof has made me insufferable.
Yeah. You're very annoying. Let me ask you a question. Is your wife aware that we, the three of us, went in on these lottery tickets?
She is not.
What will she, so you have not given her, you have to remember, all financial decisions that you make in your life right now impact more than just you.
Oh, yeah.
If we were to tell her, like if someone who had her number, like, I don't know, me, texted her, Nuno, Bubba, and I have gone in on Powerball tickets, and your husband is refusing to chip in $10 on this thing, and we might win $1 billion, and you might be left out, what do you think her reaction will be?
I will kindly ask you not to do that, because I suspect she would be enraged.
Yeah, I mean, and enraged. I think for good reason, because she will understand that if there is a God, we will win this $1 billion and you will be left out of it. You'll have to explain it to her and Michelle and the other one. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio or Watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.